be speaking of, and so I could take that away. Have a little glimpse.
Okay, what I can do for you, Crichton, is if you remind me of your email, I will send you the balance of the notes. Okay. That would be helpful, I think. But let me just let it be known. We're going to look at the ark in Samuel's day, which I think is another beautiful display of how God operates, that he doesn't operate under women fancy. He is not to be used, his presence is not to be used as a magic wand. And that will come up in Samuel's day. Then we want to look at the ark in the hands of the Philistines. Because remember, they captured the ark. And what happened to that after they captured it? I think it's a beautiful picture of how God stands up for his own rights against what the enemy will do. Dagon's head was knocked off. There's no one who could stand in the presence of God. Then we want to look at, hopefully, the ark brought into its right place when David brings it up after the initial failure, where Uzzah was killed. And then last but not least, we want to look at the ark brought into the temple. The staves are pulled out. It's a wonderful picture of a scene of eternal rest. So those are the things we want to look at on the morrow, God willing.